Dear friends, here in this psalm, the psalmist is speaking about the creation of God and the glory of God. And in it, he's saying that when you look at this creation, even though it is marred with sin, even though it is broken in many ways, it has cracks all over it, we could say, yet we see the handiwork of God. It still gives God the glory. And so he goes through various things, the beast of the field, the birds of the air, the trees and so on. And he says, all of these things are giving God the glory. Everything you see should make you praise God's name. And so he says, forever and ever I am going to sing thy praise. So, dear friends, the doctrine of creation is a doctrine which is not something that simply it is for debate or discussion, but it is something that creates in our hearts worship. And it is a serious doctrine, important doctrine. And it's saying that God has made all things marvelously. His works, he says, are marvelous, wonderful. You know, this goes very much against the teaching that is taught and we hear it all the time of evolutionary ideas, that actually this world has come about through accidents, and that actually God didn't make everything very good, as the Bible says, that before that time we are told that actually everything has come about through all death before that. Things have died and given way to other things. But my friends, God's work is perfect. And when he created all things, he said it was very good. And here the psalmist says, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to give glory to God. And also in creation of God, we see God's wisdom. We see God's love as well. Imagine, and also the beauty of God. Imagine if everything was black and white. Imagine everything smelled of porridge and tasted like porridge. What would you think? It would be, or Job tells us that, is there any taste in the white of an egg? And yet, God in his wonderful way, he made things that we enjoy. He gave us taste buds. And he gave us a nose to smell things and eyes to detect color and all kinds of other things that we see. And so we see the love of God even in all of these things. And we see the wisdom of God. And so all of these things should bring us to a place of worship and praise. And then when you see evil in this creation, when you see bad things taking place, when you see the earthquakes, and when you see cancer, when you, as we have cold going around everybody right now, you become ill, that tells you this creation, even though it was created very good, something has happened to it. Something has affected it. And the scripture tells us that it's the whole entrance of sin has affected this whole world. And so the Apostle Paul says that the whole world groans, is waiting for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so then it makes you realize, even though this world is groaning, the word of God tells me of the Savior and the remedy for my soul and the gospel of Jesus Christ and all of these things that we are experiencing are temporary. All the sad things and the difficult things and the painful things that you and I are experiencing in this God's world is temporary. For the Christian, we are looking beyond this world. We are looking at something that is far more beautiful. Something that is attracting our attention. Far greater than all the colors and all the lights of this world. And that is the celestial city of God. And not just heaven, but we want to see Jesus Christ. We want to be with him, and we want him to be working in this short span of life that we have. We want to the end of our days, the last breath we take, to say, praise God, praise ye the Lord, it says. That is just one word in the Hebrew, hallelujah. That's what we want to do. At the end of our day, last breath, May God give us the grace to whisper, hallelujah, because God is worthy of all our praise. May the Lord write His word upon our hearts. Let us pray.